Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Elizabeth Dutton.
Yes, sir.
You know what's ridiculous?
Oh, yeah. My deep and abiding love for the television show 911.
Yes, that is straight up ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes. That is ridiculous and is almost in line with the story I'm about to tell you. Okay. What about a teenager in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
He decides he's going to be a doctor, and then he proceeds to get a white lab coat, a stethoscope, and goes to work at a hospital.
Oh, wow.
Right? But the best part is the name he used. His government name was Malachi Love Robinson, but he liked to call himself, sometimes, Dr. Love.
Ooh.
Yes. I'm going to tell you the story of Dr. Love. This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. Okay, medical malpractice. That's the sort of crime you never expect to be committed by someone in high school, right?
No,
I mean, it's like, that's an adult's crime. But my dude, Dr. Love, starting back in like January 2015, he gets caught at the West Palm Beach Hospital St. Mary's Medical Center. He'd been like cruising around for a month in the hospital, making these medical staff nervous.
A month?
Yeah, just cruising around in the hospital. He had his white lab coat on and his stethoscope, and he was just, you know, just doing rounds for a month before anybody thought to like go, maybe we should call the cops and ask who this kid is who's wandering around the hospital in a doctor's coat. Now, when you were 17, you wanted to be a doctor, right?
I did.
Now, can you imagine pulling off, I am a doctor at that age?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like you said, I wanted to be a doctor. I didn't really want to be a doctor. My family wanted me to be a doctor.
Oh.
But I was convinced, like, yeah, I can totally do this. Mm-hmm. And then I failed all math and science when I got to college.
And the numbers were like, you cannot do this.
Yeah, they were like, please stop.
So, I want you to picture this.
Okay.
January 2015. You're a pregnant woman.
Sure.
You're lying in a hospital bed.
Yes.
St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach.
My favorite place.
In walks your OBGYN.
Hi.
With him is another doctor who
looks
suspiciously young.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. The young doctor, he's got anesthesiology written on his lab coat, right?
Okay.
So you assume, oh, this guy's the one to here to put me under. You know, if you've read the lab coat, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. And around his neck is a stethoscope, and your OBGYN approaches close, goes to start to examine you, the young doctor. draws close, watches, looks on as the OBGYN does preliminary check, you know, spread your thighs, let me see what's what. And, you know, the young doc is right there checking out just as well. Then all of a sudden, boom, the door opens to your room. In walks the police.
What? Oh, God.
So the West Palm Beach police walk into your hospital room during the middle of your OBGYN exam.
Oh.
And they arrest the young doctor for pretending to be a doctor. So one of your doctors gets arrested in front of you and pulled out of the room. And
nightmarish, but also, my God, you'd have the most amazing story to tell for the rest of your life.
Totally.
You know, so there I am, spread eagle.
8 months pregnant.
I would be suspicious if I were a pregnant woman and they brought in an anesthesiologist, like,
yeah, because you're not supposed
to. For just a pelvic exam.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what would he possibly have to do here? I don't get this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just gawking.
he's taking pictures with his phone.
He's a rubbernecker.
So obviously the hospital tries to make this all go away when the kid gets arrested.
Sure.
They downplay that he was in a patient's room when the police came in, but that's in the police report. They're like, no, 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 he didn't treat any patients. And they tried to like make this go away. Now, Dr. Love, he has a quote. To quote the man, I requested to shadow some physicians. Next thing I know, cops are there. This story was broadcast everywhere like I'm some insane maniac that's just out here doing crazy things.
You are an insane maniac just doing crazy things.
You called it. You
get out of that lady's pelvic exam.
Exactly. So he's like, you know, wants to clarify it for the local press. He's like, look, I didn't operate. I didn't reach into someone's uterus. I didn't snatch up a baby. I didn't do any of that. Well, man, I think the bar is a little bit higher than I didn't reach into a uterus. There's an OBGYN, Dr. Sebastian Kent. He's the one who brought Dr. Love into the room. This is what we are led to believe.
That sounds like the name of a doctor on a soap opera.
Dr. Kent.
Dr. Sebastian Kent.
And I just got back after having amnesia. My twin was pretending to be Dr. Kent, but it is really me this time. Dr. Kent, he told ABC News, quote, initially, and certainly looking back retrospectively, I thought, you know, this person looks so young. And I just thought, boy, they're getting out of med school quickly now.
Like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I drive by like the college and I see what I think are middle schoolers and they're freshmen.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point. That's really a fair point.
Just, you know, who knows?
Well, this was just the beginning of the story for Dr. Love. Mm. So what's the biggest lie or like a lie that you told as a kid?
You know, they'd be like small time fibs, like, yeah, I totally did my homework. I wasn't like in high school.
That doesn't count as a lie.
Yeah, I know. But like in high school, I was not like a partier. I never went to a party in high school. I didn't drink.
Uh-huh.
I went to school. I went to tennis practice. I did Model United Nations and I kept my damn self. Now, my brother, on the other hand, I'm not going to talk about his high school lies, but as you said, as a kid, when he was in like fifth or sixth grade, he told another kid at school that his uncle was John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovioni?
Right? And I don't know why. But anyway, the kid told the parent.
Maybe the kid had complimented his hair. He's like, how do you have such
like,
good hair?
Your hair,
hair
is like, so luxurious. Uncle. Well, it runs in the family. Yeah. My uncle, John Bon Jovi. And so he says, you know, my uncle's John Bon Jovi. And the other kid, I don't know whether he was impressed or not, but he retains this information and tells his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents retain this information. And then like months and months later, my mom's at this PTA thing, and they're talking about a fundraiser for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can see where this is going.
She's like, well, I don't know if he'd have anything, like, you know, like one free scope. And they're like, well, I mean, just some memorabilia or something. And now my mom's like, oh, hold on a second. She's like, wait.
You mean like free pens from his office?
What? Exactly. A GlaxoSmithKline, you know, pencil sharpener. So I was like, well, wait, what brother? She's like, John Bon Jovi, your brother. And my mom is like, Travis, I swear to God. So she's like, oh, you must be mistaken. John Bon Jovi is not my brother.
He's my father.
Then we find out my brother was also telling people that we had a McDonald's at the end of our street, which is like a dead-end street on a hill. It was not. And his friend's mom dropped him off, and then they drove up to the top of the hill looking for the McDonald's.
These are some dumb adults.
Right? I think it says more about them than it says about my brother.
I can see why he'd lie to them. Why would he respect these people?
Yeah, exactly. He's pulling them over. Yeah. So that's the biggest lie he ever told, that John Bon Jovi was our uncle.
Good. I like that one.
Yeah.
Well, my man, Dr. Love, much like your brother, he realized that sometimes in telling a lie, you have to set your sights both a little higher and a little lower at the same time.
Exactly.
You got to work in two directions. Keep him surprised. So in the fall of 2015, Dr. Love gets hired as the program director at New Directions. It's a Miami-based clinic that specializes in addiction recovery.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So you got like, you know, one of the things with addiction is people lie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Enter the liar.
Enter the perfect liar.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
So he told the clinic that he was, get this, a 28-year-old doctor with a PhD in psychology from Arizona State University.
Oh.
He'd faked his transcripts. He had a fake diploma he'd hung on the wall. He had like the real deal, like the gold seal, everything,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
But it doesn't matter. Still a concerned citizen's like, you know what? I don't believe this kid is actually going to be helping me with my addiction treatment. And so they contact the Florida Department of Health. The state comes in and they're like, hey, bro, what's up with this kid? He's been working there for like 3 weeks at this point. All of his coworkers are like, oh, he's great. He goes to every single executive and planning meeting. He's
That's what was suspicious. He was the exactly. only person oh, signing up for this up. Committee stuff.
Now, keep in mind, in this 3 week time, Dr. Love is able to basically pull out $43,000 in fraudulent expenses.
Wait, how long was he there?
3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And so in 3 weeks, he's like, oh, I'm on it, right? So he'd use that money to buy himself a, well, 28 grand of it went for a Nissan Rogue. You know, like the SUV.
Right, yeah. But if you're going to take 28 grand and, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you could get so many things. And the rest of his, like, teenager stuff, you know, he's, like, paying for his cell phone bills, car insurance, right? He's just making them pay for all
GameStop
stuff.
GameStop receipts.
Yeah, exactly. But he also sends money to this business called Next Day Diplomas. Can you imagine naming your business Next Day Diplomas?
You know what?
Con us.
Exactly. What could they, what legitimate purpose could that have?
Exactly. There is no.
There's none.
Anyway, my man, he's like, you know, he's got his fake diplomas. He's got his Nissan Rogue. He also gets arrested and the state of Florida sends him a cease and desist. And they're like, bro, you got to stop doing this. The owner of the clinic's like, my $43,000, bro?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I got that. I'm so sorry. Do you take a check? And she's like, fine. So he writes out a check for $5,800, the first installment. She takes a check. And of course, it bounces like a rubber ball. I mean, just ga-dong,
of
sky
course,
high, right?
Of course.
She's like, wait a minute. What the heck? I thought the check would be good. I don't know. God. You know, how embarrassed would you have to be worked by a teenager like that?
Very.
Right? So this bounce check actually ends up leading to an arrest later on in August in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still in 2015. And this is months away. There are so many crimes between October 2015 and August 2016 that we're not gonna rush through this. Because honestly, in that 3 months of him getting arrested and pretending to be a 28-year-old doctor from Arizona State and stealing the $43,000 from the addiction treatment clinic, where he'd worked for just 3 weeks, Dr. Love moved on with his life. Can you guess what he did next?
He signed up for community college courses to do this legitimately.
I just love your heart. It's just so earnest. No, he opens his own clinic.
Wait, what?
He opened his own clinic. He's like, you see, the problem was I wasn't in charge of the clinic.
When in doubt, open a medical clinic.
Go bigger.
How in the what now?
I love Dr. Love.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I will be back to tell you all about his clinic and how that goes wrong after this short break.
I can't wait.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right. So my man, Dr. Love, he keeps his eye on the ball. He said when he was a little kid, I want to be a physician when I grow up. And he didn't wait to grow up. He just became a physician. So he quickly realizes that the problem he has with his plan was the medical clinic is it had management. It had owners. So he's like, how do I get a medical clinic of my own? I'm an 18-year-old boy with lots of agendas and ambition. Where can I go to get myself a medical clinic?
I can buy cigarettes, I can fight in a war, and I can cast a vote. Why can't I have a medical clinic?
I should be able to help people with their...
Dagnabbit. And I quote.
Well, see, the thing is, if you own the medical clinic, no one can question him about his non-existent medical license.
Sure, he's the boss.
He's the one. So he's like, that's what I got to do.
He's all, Dr. Love, do you have a degree? Yes, Dr. Love, I do have a degree. Thanks for asking.
Looks like one heck of a degree. Is this freshly printed?
Well, yes, it is. I had to order a replacement when my house burned down.
So my man Malachi Love Robinson, a.k.a. Dr. Love.
Malachi.
Yeah, right? Great
little
name.
Sweetheart.
He was born in May of 1997. So that means in the fall and the winter of 2015, he is all of 17 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And somehow at 17, this dude's able to get an investor for his medical center.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was wondering. Like, okay, I'm going to open a medical center.
Yeah.
That takes some capital.
And he doesn't have generational wealth, right? So he's like, I got to find somebody.
He's like, I just busted into my trust and I opened a medical center.
I took an advance. So this kid with the serious rise and grind energy. I want you to picture this kid. Dr. Love is he's a young black man, or he's about to be. He's still a teenager. He wears glasses. He stutters whenever he gets nervous. Like, but I mean stutters, like he has this weird habit. It's not like a pathological stutter. Like yeah. I stuttered as a kid. I sometimes still stutter. My dad stuttered. I recognize a stutterer. He has this thing where he almost like his brain short circuits. It's more than a stutter. Yeah. His eyes are involved and his mouth, his whole thing like freezes. It's very bizarre when you watch the interviews. So this kid has
maybe
like,
if he didn't lie so much, he wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah, you're very honest. I like that. No, I don't think that's the question. I think it's that he basically knows he's redlining the stress of himself. It's he knows he's lying and he's like, ah.
Yeah.
So when he gets caught, he's kind of jumping between two states of being, if you will.
Right.
So to keep himself calm, he wears this like uniform. It's like a British actor who puts on the costume and it gives them the character.
Mm-hmm.
His costume is a white lab coat and a stethoscope. He always wears it, even when he's not in his medical center. He's just rocking around.
On the weekends?
Yeah, he's just like showing up, like going to 7-Eleven.
He's at Costco.
Yeah, I heard it was Slurpee Day, so here I am.
I like to imagine that his stethoscope is one of those kids' ones. It's all plastic and like bright blue and stuff. Totally.
There's no diaphragm or anything.
No.
In it.
Oh, no.
This kid, he also has fashion sense. Like, he likes Madras print shirts. And
he's going full doctor.
He also has a short black mohawk.
Oh.
Yeah, which is just very 2015,
just says,
I guess.
It says, you know what? I may be young and I may, or no, he's not saying he's young.
I may be a 28-year-old from Arizona State University.
But I'm hip.
But I'm hip as
I relate to the kids.
Hello, fellow youth. So, this dude, Dr. Love, he finds an investor within months, if not weeks. The investor goes for the kid's pitch and he's like, yeah, you know what? West Palm Beach needs another medical center.
Yet another.
There's, I mean, not enough medical centers in the Miami area.
How did he find this investor?
We'll get into that. The investor's name is Perseus Wells. You may have questions about Perseus, as you already seem to. So,
hold on. I have to write all these questions down because there are a lot of them.
But you know what's funny is Perseus didn't seem to have questions about Dr. Love.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know, to quote the man, I told him, yo, man, you look kind of young. He told me, I'm like 18, 19 years old. And that's when I was like, yo, how did you do this? And he explained to me, homeschooling. He took some courses online.
Does Perseus sell Lucy's in a gas station exactly. parking lot? Like
2 for 5s and Lucy's and DVDs. Do you want a DVD of the new Matrix? So
like it hasn't even finished yet.
So these two men, okay, man and boy, they open their medical clinic and they dub it the New Birth, New Life Medical Center. Does that not sound like hokey as hell? Like
New Birth, New Life.
Yeah, right? You hear that, you're like, that is a scam.
That sounds like something out of a science fiction show where like a science fiction villain starts like a medical lab and there's all sorts of nefarious stuff going on mm-hmm. there, like cloning or they're
green.
Yeah, they're like inserting chips into people and
like
then they're
potato
just
potato chips into people.
They're shoving Pringles cans into every orifice. They're like, new birth, new life. And there's like a promotional video of like do. That's the song.
Oh, I can totally see it. Very sci-fi.
Yeah. Do. And there's sunrise and someone ramming the Pringles can up someone's nose.
All you need is John Lithgow. You got a hit.
Oh, done.
So Dr. Love, in his new medical center, he starts out with the online presence. Because if you're a modern scammer, that's where you start.
Of course.
So he's like, okay, let me list my full government name. Dr. Malachi A. Love Robinson is a well-rounded professional that treats and cares for patients. Dr. Love Robinson utilizes physiological, psychological, and mechanical methods such as air, water, light, heat, earth, phototherapy, food and herb therapy, psychotherapy, electrotherapy, physiotherapy, mechanotherapy, naturopathic corrections and manipulation, and natural methods or modalities together with natural medicines, natural processed foods, and herbs and nature's remedies. What the hell, bro? Like, how many words can you put in there that have the word therapy?
He's using all of the elements.
Yeah, exactly. We have formed
earth, wind, fire.
Captain Planet Medical Center.
Oh my goodness. What's the like medieval when the
alchemist?
No. When they would talk about like the blood.
Oh, the humors?
The four humors.
Yeah. It's like if you want to make a good homunculus, you got to get your four humors right. So I don't know about you. My favorite is mechanotherapy.
What's mechanotherapy?
I think it means movement therapy. So it's like, you know, if a doctor says, hey, doc, it hurts when I do this. And doc says, don't do that. That would be mechanotherapy.
Or just keep doing it till it stops hurting.
Until it falls off. You
know, mechanotherapy sounds like they like put your arm in a vise and like.
Yeah, just kind of.
Just get tight, out. And then they get out a ratchet.
You use that for everything.
Yeah, any tool that's not a screwdriver or a hammer is a ratchet.
Yeah.
In my book.
Hand me that long ratchet.
Give me the ratchet over there.
Hand me that powered ratchet. Hand me that vacuum ratchet.
DIY is frustrating when I'm involved. I'm going to need the ratchet.
And then it's just lots of pointing. Which ratchet did you want?
All of them.
Should I bring all like, of my ratchets?
That's a tape measure.
The garage filled with ratchets. So Dr. Love, also on his website, he offers well child exams, well woman exams, adult and pediatric immunizations. He just covers the whole spectrum.
Did he have actual immunizations or was it just like saline?
You know, they actually don't get into that because he says that when pressed by local news about this, which we'll get into in a second, he tells them that he hires out if anytime he needs, like, you know, to provide, since he's not a doctor, if he needs to provide care to somebody, he hires a doctor on a 1099, has them come in for the day and do whatever he needs.
Freelancers?
He hires freelance doctors.
Hire
so
guns?
I guess if he needed to do an immunization, he's like, I need a needle doc in here now.
Do the doctors hang out in front of the hospital and he like rolls up in a truck and they have to get in the bed of the pickup truck?
I'll take two. I need two docs. Who's good with woodwork and who's good with needles?
Who knows what a ratchet is?
So the clinic, by the way, has glowing reviews. There was, for instance, Bettina, who wrote, New Birth, New Life Medical Center has been wonderful in helping our family through infant, toddler, and teenage years. We trust our physicians and know they will treat our family with the highest level of care. Bettina, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, I got a couple red flags on that one there.
Go ahead. What's your red
flag? This operation's in Florida,
Florida,
no?
See.
Okay, so
Arizona,
she's
is
in Arizona,
thousands of miles to the west.
Not the same place.
Nope.
Number two, how long has this place been open?
Not even a month.
And he helped the family through
infant, toddler, and teenage years.
The rapidly aging, my son, Timmy, the rapidly aging boy. Wow.
So, yeah, you may be wondering, but you have to understand, Dr. Love listed himself on the website Indeed, which is like, you know, it's like LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So he said, I was, quote, a chief resident physician at Southwest College of Neuropathic Medicine with years of wide-ranging experience. So maybe she'd met him when he was, you know, chief resident physician at Southwest College.
And she's like, you know, I just want to keep tabs
Home
on
with
this amazing... Are you serious?
No.
For a moment, I was like, that's the most amazing mascot ever. How culturally insensitive. It fits right in. So she keeps tabs on this doctor and then it's like, exactly. Where is he now? Oh, he's at a clinic in Florida. I have to write a review.
I got to go to Miami. So this doctor, though, like the one thing he's really good at is the minutia of paperwork. If you're going to be a scammer these days, you got to be able to hit them boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
So he actually is able to work the government over and he gets a national provider identifier number, which is a NPI.
Right.
Which means his clinic can get Medicare payments. He can receive government funding. He's now into like the big league of scams
and
fraud.
Yeah, he's big dogging it.
Yeah. He's out there with like those Glendale clinics who do like, well, anyway, I won't get into that. After getting set up online, he and his business partner, Perseus Wells, they buy some office furniture, most likely used, some lab coats, some stethoscopes. And they're ready for business, right?
Why is used office furniture so funny to me? Oh, Percy rolls up after like he looks on a Craigslist ad.
Yeah, he's like, I got a deal on rolling chairs. Do we need those for the clinic?
Yeah, we need a couple.
So January of 2016, the clinic is all ready to open. Dr. Love, a.k.a. Malachi Love Robinson, he hosts a grand opening celebration. It's a neighborhood street-level gala, right? It's all for his new medical clinic. This also marks the beginning of the end for Dr. Love, because what old Dr. Love doesn't know is that we've secretly switched his normal brand of family members with a snitch.
Wait, so
let's see if he notices.
So he has like a family barbecue in the middle of the street out in front of the clinic.
Basically, he has I would imagine a barbecue in the parking lot of the clinic, has a bunch of people there. They're milling around in front of the lobby.
Cheese fountain.
Totally. One of those chocolate volcanoes.
Funnel cake.
And his family's like, this is some BS. I know the boy. He could not help me with my bunions, so I do not trust him. So anyway, they decide to do what any person would do who, you know, wanted to snitch on their family member. They call their local TV news.
So they don't go to, like, the Department of Health.
No.
They're like, you know what? The I-team can investigate this one.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, Terry Parker and the WPBF 25 News investigation team. We need to get them on this stat.
I do love local news
investigation.
Oh, they're so good.
So the Terry Parker and the WPBF 25 investigative news team.
Get them, Terry.
They drop in on the clinic, just unannounced, in January, late January.
They pulled a Mike Wallace.
Yes, exactly. They show up, cameras rolling. They're like, what's up, Dr. Love? They put the mic in his face. So they catch him for an on-camera interview, and he actually agrees to it. That's how young he is. He's like, well, it's a camera.
Puppy.
I'll talk. So he's like, they're like, hey, Dr. Love, man, how did you open this clinic? And he's like, it's simple. The same way a 35 or a 40-year-old would open up the practice. You get the idea. You get the funding. You find a location that is ideal. Just because of my age, it doesn't mean I had to go through hoops. It was actually pretty easy. And it was a smooth experience for opening the practice and getting registered and all these different things.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah, you know, the stuff you have to do for a clinic. And you may be wondering, how is he qualified to render medical care? He's got an answer for that. As he told Terry Parker from the WPBF 25 news team, I've done a lot of courses in institutions locally and some non-locally in alternative medicine. I've attended many conventions and conferences, and I've done many exams, which are required to get your boards in anything. So, you know, I've been to conferences and conventions. I could probably operate on you.
I've watched some
knife.
YouTube videos.
Yeah, exactly. I know where your liver
cool
is,
out, Terry.
Basically. Now, he also has these degrees from a Christian university, and also Universal Life Church, which I did not know this, offers a PhD online that he claims he has.
Wait, I thought it was just to help people get married.
I was ordained as a minister, married some friends.
Me too.
You're ordained as a minister, you married some friend. We could have been PhDs.
Well, I hereby dub a PhD.
Thank you. And I dub you...
Come on, hit me. What are you?
A PhD.
There okay, whew.
I was just hesitating just because like I wanted you to wait for it to see if you passed your orals.
I was so nervous.
Yeah,
thank you, Dr. Burnett.
You're welcome, Dr. Dutton. So This Dr. Love is pretty impressed with himself on getting over on everybody. So he's like, it's not every day that you find someone who's mentally capable to take on the role of wanting to be a physician at my age. Who's willing and capable to do so? So many physicians, they speak to me and they're just in awe. And it's not because I'm a great person. And it's not because I'm some miracle from heaven sent. It's just because I have a passion for helping people. And he also believes that he has a strong moral center. Dr. Love compares himself to, if you can get this, Jesus.
Oh.
Old Jesus.
Sure.
Yeah. He says, you know, some people have told me that opening this clinic is a bad idea. Those people are right. Because of my age. You know, I told them, well, if that's the case, then why did Jesus come?
Time out. Let's take a commercial break.
We'll be back after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right. So, Dr. Love, meeting with Terry Parker of the WPBF 25 news team.
Hard hitting.
She had asked him in her, you know, interview when she showed up unannounced at his medical clinic saying, "So you're a doctor?" And he's like, yeah, I mean, kind of, you know, who told you? Right. So he had told her, like, in, I think, one quote that is kind of important to hear. He says, you know, to anyone who wants to portray me as a bad person, by all means. I haven't broken the law. I haven't seen patients. I haven't performed surgeries or any of this nonsense. And whatever you see on the internet, feel free to copy. Feel free to paste it. Feel free to take a picture of it. But I never wrote these things. I don't know.
That makes no sense.
Right?
That's gibberish.
That was his defense. So by February, the state of Florida shows up. They're like, hey, WPBF 25 news team, you want to roll with us on this action? They show up and they...
Is it joint task force?
Yes, I swear to God. An investigator from the Florida Department of Health shows up at the clinic and says, I have an itchy throat. And Dr.
Oh my God,
Love's
wait,
like,
he deep undercover.
Yeah, well, actually, she, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, she. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I made that presumption.
Can't believe, yeah, why would you do that?
I can't operate on this boy. He's my son.
So Dr. Love asks the undercover agent to step on a scale. Weighs her, checks her breathing, the agent's temperature, and then says, you know what you need? An over-the-counter allergy medication. The undercover agent signals to the waiting detectives, and they swoop in. Boom!
Boom!
Dude gets arrested. Again.
Again.
And Terry Parker from the WPBF 25 news team is there for the arrest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right? I love that. So she's like, hey, what's going on now? How do you feel? What's the mic in his face?
Care to comment?
Yeah. He's like, he's literally being drug out by two deputies. He's like, I'm hurt by the accusations and allegations. But like I said, this is not the first time where I've been accused, and I will pursue this. And when I do, you guys will know. You will be the first to know, Mrs. Parker. He's like a total sweetheart with his kid.
It's like, little faux hawk.
Yeah. So now, Dr. Love stands accused of 14 charges of either practicing without a medical license, but there's also his grand theft charges, because he apparently, well, went to treat a woman four times and took about $30,000 from her by writing a check to himself. That got thrown in, too.
Wow.
He ripped off one of his patients, an old lady who he was making house calls to.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So, back to Perseus Wells, our highly quotable local investor.
Love him. I love him.
The man who doesn't ask good questions. Yes. Perseus Wells was asked about his involvement in all this, and he got a little defensive, you know, because getting tricked by a 17-year-old can be embarrassing for your average investor. Luckily, he was, you know, not your average investor, because he was so busy going, I want to get this clinic up and running so we can start making a profit, which I think helps explain why he didn't ask so many questions. That's just my take.
Well,
anyway.
He sounds like Captain Life Choices. Like, he's making some good ones there.
Well, he gets interviewed by Terry Parker and the WPBF 25 news team. And she says, so, you know, I look at people who ask me, how can you be fooled? And then, because he's on camera, he adjusts his look and then returns to himself in the conversation.
Oh, so he was playing like two
parts
of the character.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, God,
they're
yes.
like, how can you be fooled? And I'm like, how can the state of Florida be fooled? You know?
Good point, Percy.
How can St. Mary's be fooled?
Yes.
Huh? This
yes.
is no average 18-year-old. This boy must be stopped. No, he didn't say that last part.
I was like, oh, that's awesome.
No, and so in March 2016, Dr. Love finally goes before a judge. The judge's first thought is, I'm going to need a mental health evaluation on this boy.
Like, yeah, right?
Right stat.
Yeah.
So somehow the kid passes the insanity check. And then in April, he's offered a plea deal. For 3 years in jail, Dr. Love's like, you know what? I've gone through a revolving door of lawyers so far. I'm down to my public defender. I'm going to say no to the plea deal.
Oh.
He demands his day in court.
Oh, my God. Does he defend himself? Does
no.
He, know?
He lets his public defender do it.
I wanted him to appear pro se.
But, you know, when he gets busted, the kid is now a legal adult. So he's looking at 3 years in prison. Not like, you
prison,
know, in juvie.
Prison.
Yeah, prison, like hardcore. The big house, the cooler. you have a favorite name for prisons?
Oh, the clink.
The clink,
the
yeah.
Hooskow, Crowbar Hotel, the pokey, the sin bin.
I knew you'd have a few.
Yeah, I got it.
So Dr. Love, he's out on bail. And he decides, you know what I should do? I should probably go do some crimes.
Why not?
So it's September 2016. He visits a car dealership in Virginia with his godmother. And he's like, yeah, we're trying to buy cars. And they're like, two cars. And then like one for me, one for my mother.
I'll take two to go.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, do you want to do some like, you know, test drives? He's like, yeah. And then later that same day, he gets arrested because he was caught trying to buy a Jaguar, $35,000 Jaguar, with his godmother's credit card.
Wait, is this...
And he wasn't with the godmother anymore. Somehow he like ditched her in the day. And he's
this
like,
is separate from the two that they wanted earlier?
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's just going around to different car dealerships.
Poof,
going,
vamoose.
I want to buy cars. How much for this? Give me two and throw in one for my dog. So he tells, you know, he tells this dealership, like... Like, it's cool, man. Don't worry. I got this. My godmother's credit card. And you're like, do you have her permission? He's like, yeah. It's cool. Don't worry about that. Well, they go and they call the cops because they're like, I don't believe this kid. The cops show up. They arrest him. The authorities get the godmother's information. They find out this is not the only stuff he's done. He has also used her credit card earlier in the day to buy two iPads, a cell phone. And now he gets arrested in Virginia.
So he's just on a spree with this lady's Discover card.
Yeah, on wall in one day. He's just running around.
With her Diners Club card.
Exactly. She's with him, too. That's what I love. He's
wow.
Like,
wait,
this
is his godmother?
In quotes.
Who's that?
I don't know. I think
some,
it's like it's
some
family.
He met.
It could be like a play cousin kind of godmother.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe
I
it's
don't
the
know.
Former receptionist. At New Life.
Oh, New House. Yeah, could be.
Could be.
So Virginia, March 2017, Dr. Love pleads guilty to, quote, making false statements to obtain credit and passing a forged document. He gets sentenced to 10 years in jail.
Oh.
Virginia don't play.
They're no.
Like, uh-uh. But the judge is like, you know what? The kid's young. He's made a lot of mistakes. So he suspends 9 of the charges. So it reduces him down to 1 year. He does the 1 year in prison in Virginia. Then he gets released, extradited back to Florida, where he has to stand trial for his Dr. Love crimes. So So now, remember, he didn't take the plea deal. It's January 2018. Florida says guilty, gives him 3.5 years in prison for numerous counts of fraud. So,
wow.
To quote the state of Florida, he had one charge of grand theft from one person over 65, one charge of grand theft of $300 or more, one count of practicing naturopathy without a license, one count of grand theft of $20,000 or more, and one count of obtaining property in exchange for a worthless check. That bad check originally. So just like Virginia, Florida doesn't play either. They send him to a maximum security facility near Fort Myers.
Wow, he goes to maximum security.
Yes.
This all sounds like sort of...
some Southern Confederacy stuff. Yeah. anyway, September 2019, Love Robinson gets released from prison after serving his term. He's now 21 years old. So the kid gets out, it's January 2021, and he gets arrested on charges of grand theft and fraud.
Malachi.
Yeah, he was down working at Delray Beach is some freight company, and he was a contractor, and he kept telling the different people, customers, hey, why don't you just send the money directly to me instead of to the Delray freight?
He's like, these invoices are so complicated. Just Venmo.
Just send it to me. I'll handle it for you. So one of the people that contacts his boss, and it's like, hey, this guy told me to send the money to him directly. The boss is like, what? Coastone finds out he's stolen $10,000 so far.
Wow.
Yeah, and so he gets caught on that, and Dr. Love texts the owner. He's like, man, please, I can make this right. I do not want to go to jail, because he has been to jail twice. In fact, he's been to prison.
And it was like the angel emoji.
Yeah, praying hands, and angel hands. Emoji. Like, you know who I am.
You know this kid text.
You know, you must believe me.
His texts are emoji heavy.
So, oh, God, yeah. So the kid, Dr. Love, he does what he always does. He promises to pay back the missing funds.
Mm-hmm.
The owner's like, okay, I'll let you pay back the missing funds. Guess what? He has yet to see dollar one.
Surprise.
But Dr. Love at least learned a lesson. He didn't write a bad check.
That's true. That's
so
true.
My man, Dr. Love, he's still out there rising and grinding, grifting and frauding, doing his best and his bit to keep the dream alive. And the dream is him being a physician one day, which I don't see it happening,
No.
But anyway, even money
that.
Says a con man like him, he ain't done yet.
And no.
I'd be willing to bet you he will be very soon giving free medical advice to a new cellmate.
Yeah, oh, totally.
But at least he has some medical advice that's worth, you know, because he's done a lot of studying.
Yeah, mechanical
therapy. He's been to conventions, conferences.
He's done committee work.
So that is the story of my man, Dr. Love, who is a grifter par excellence, an ambitious young black man who takes my heart away with the fact that he said, I will not have my dreams be stepped on by reality. I will step on reality with lies.
Oh, Malachi.
So, yeah. What's our ridiculous takeaway, you think?
You know, my grandmother used to tell me, act like you know. When she would send me down to the store at 14 to drive the car illegally. And so act like you know. If you act like you're supposed to be somewhere and you know what you're doing, then no one's going to mess with you. And so, you know, Malachi, Dr. Love, he was almost there. I feel like he didn't fully buy into it. And that's when people got suspicious.
I think you're spot on.
So if you want to get away with something, just act like you know. Act like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, act like you've been here before.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be brand new.
Yeah. I'd say the bad ridiculous takeaway from him is, sometimes you just have to call the local news on your family.
Hell yes.
And you're like, beep, 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 beep. I need to talk to Cherry Parker of the WPBF Channel 25 news team.
How fun is that?
I love that.
That makes for great family reunions.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Elizabeth Dutton.
And I'm Zarin Burnett.
You can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. If you got a tip for us about a ridiculous crime you've done, you know about, maybe somebody in your family did and you want to call the local news, consider us the local news.
We'll be your news team.
Yeah, we will be the Ridiculous Crimes news team. We need a number.
Action
5.
5.
Yeah. Okay. The Ridiculous Crime, the Action 5 news team will be on it. Anyway, want to confess to a ridiculous crime? Email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, folks. That's it.
I really appreciate it.
Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett. Produced and edited by the Chief of Surgeons, Dave Kustin. Research is by the head of both pediatrics and gerontology, Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Dr. Thomas Lee and thoracic specialist Travis Dutton. Executive producers are Ben Aselfius Bolin and Noel, damn it, man, I'm a doctor, Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now